Having a baby is one of the greatest and most beautiful things in life, right? But apparently, I, Joe, of the Joe and Alex Show, along with producer MYK, Liv the Web Girl, even people I talk to, Buster, who does afternoons here, and salespeople in the hallway here, they all think that you should not be posting photos of freshly born babies onto Facebook. Like, you just popped out that baby, and it's in your arm, and it's got, like, all that kind of, what is that, the placenta stuff, the baby slime everywhere, you know, like all that stuff. Oh, just it's just covered in it. They're saying do not post it on Facebook. Am I missing anything so far?
No. Nope.
Everybody's microphone is on, so you're free to say whatever you'd like.
No, I absolutely can't stand it. It is the grossest thing on the planet. Like, if you have a photo and I see that umbilical cord still on your child, you are for sure blocked. Like, I will report
what's wrong
your
with
image.
An umbilical cord?
It is so disgusting. Like, listen. Creating life and all that jazz is beautiful, it's wonderful, whatever. I get that. But it's not my own child, so it's gross to see you on your baby, if you know what I'm saying. I don't want to see you on your baby.
But that's
the
natural.
The white goop, the blood.
That's,
no.
That's natural
I get
stuff.
It,
this is natural. That's natural, okay?
Ugh. Listen.
It's natural.
Here's the thing. But it's not even just babies. Like, I don't like any type of blood and gut stuff at all. So, like, if you post a... I hate when people do this, too. Also, blocked. If you post a photo of you and you cut your finger to the bone. I hate when people do that crap. Showing us your stitches and all that
so
nasty
stuff. Oh, it's so interesting when people do that.
So disgusting. Why in the world does everyone in this generation especially... And it's not even... You know, actually, I take that back. It's not even just this generation of, like, young people. It's not millennials. Because... The people that overshare the worst are your Midwestern Facebook mothers. So all you indie moms, you overshare the worst. And you feel like you need to share anytime you get a super bad cut, scrape, whatever, blood and guts, your dog got bit by another dog, you got to show us that. All of that
stuff.
But
you share
disgusting.
Stuff, though, too, all the time. You may not be sharing, like, placenta.
My content is quality content. I don't show anything
yeah,
gross.
But to them, that might be quality content, too, because it's their baby. It's their child.
I don't discriminate. If it's blood and guts at all, including a brand new, freshly newborn baby, I'm reporting your image. Like, I'm sorry, and I've done this even to my very close friends. It's so disgusting to me.
Okay, well, 317-239-1009, Joe and Alex Show on our Twitter and Instagram, and Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. What do you think? Do you think it's okay to post those pictures of those brand new, like, just, here's the baby right now. Like, the baby's getting ready to, you know, come out, like, come on, baby! Come on!
Coming out of the tunnel.
And it's got all that goo and that slime everywhere. Is that okay?
I'm not saying you shouldn't take the photo when your baby is fresh out the vagine. I'm just saying keep it for your own baby memory book. Don't put it on social media. But I think it's great to post a photo of your freshly newborn baby after it's bathed. Like, don't tell me that there's no excuse at all. There's no reason that you should have to post a photo of your baby blood and guts and not wait 15 more minutes to get it when it's all swaddled and clean and
I'm not disagreeing as far as, like, look, as soon as the baby comes out at, like, 7:35 in the morning, you don't have to have a photo up by 7:36 with a hashtag
my baby boy.
But
that's the problem. Everybody acts like they do. Like, we don't. We can wait a second.
But I think...
I feel like it's gone too far. People are taking pictures of their baby inside, like, posting the little peanut.
Like when it's crowning,
thing you can barely see.
Oh, you don't like those?
No.
I don't like those either.
Oh, I love when they... I'm totally blanking, but when they do, like, the goo over the belly to see the baby inside, that's awesome. Are you grossed out?
An ultrasound?
I just feel like people are posting too many details. They keep posting every few minutes.
You're saying you're grossed out by an ultrasound picture, or you're grossed out by a picture of a baby actually coming out?
Oh, you're talking blood and guts. Of course I'm grossed out by that. Yeah.
But you don't
with
like ultrasound?
Still attached. No, it's a little too much, too.
Oh, I don't care about that. It's a black one. I mean, you can't even see anything. It's just...
They all look the same. Babies floating in the darkness.
Yeah, I would have to say, unless it's a baby announcement, nobody gives a crap about your ultrasound photos. I mean, that sounds really mean.
Hear that baby in the darkness?
I would agree. The people that post, like, every time they go to a checkup, they post another updated ultrasound. Like, I don't care.
I feel like you're so wrong. Like, I'm not even I'm not a big baby person, but, like, if I see one of my good girlfriends, like, they're having a baby, I'm like, oh, that's so, congratulations, Susie. Like, that's awesome. And she puts a baby photo up there. Like, I'm not crying over it. Like,
I mean,
my wife gets all teary-eyed. I'm just like, Well, that's all. Look, they're going to have a baby, and it's progressing. It's like a journey of the. So you probably hate the baby bump photos then too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And look, none of us have kids. I get that you change your mind about things once you have children. I don't think I'm going to be changing my mind about posting my vagine juice all over Instagram and Facebook. But I mean, you know. But here's the thing. I think it's like useless, and nobody really cares about your bump dates either.
Good morning, Joan Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Casey.
Hey, what do you think, Casey, about people posting those photos of those brand new spanking babies? They still got all the slime on them.
Well, I just completely disagree. I have two children of my own. I mean, before I had kids, I would, you know, be on Alex's side about the whole situation. But now that I have kids of my own, whenever I see those pictures, I think it's so heartwarming to see that. And people are proud of that. I mean, so many people suffer with infertility that it's just a proud moment for them.
Well, sure. But that's what I'm not saying it's wrong to post a photo of your newborn baby. Why does it have to have your juice all over it? Why can't you wait 15 more minutes till it's clean and swaddled and fresh? That way.
I mean, they're just excited. They're excited to share.
Yeah, why do we have to Photoshop baby pictures now? Like, God, what Instagram filter are you going to use? So what? If it's got the goo,
Balenciaga, get out. No, I'm kidding.
Let it be gooey. Is that the best filter for a brand new baby?
No, I don't think you should filter any photos of your brand new baby. But I'm just saying, that doesn't make any sense to me. As a mother, you like, yeah, you're proud, blah, blah, blah. But you can still be just as proud of a clean baby that's been bathed.
Why are you embarrassed of your dirty baby? Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Matt.
Hey, Matt, what do you think about this? Do you think it's okay to put a photo up of those brand new born babies with the slime?
I really do. You know, like the last caller, I have two kids, and as soon as they popped out, I wanted to share it because, you know, we were excited and we wanted to show everybody else. I'm sorry if you're disgusted. You know, you feel free to block us, but
yeah,
we just want to share it.
But why are you, okay, and I love you. I'm just, you know, for the sake of this argument, I'm just going to say this.
But your baby.
I'm sure you're not self-absorbed in any other aspect of life. But why are people that have kids so self-absorbed that they think that you obviously are so excited and want everyone to see it as soon as it comes out. But no one else wants to see your child as soon as it comes out or as it's coming out.
That's not self-absorbed.
Yes, it is.
No.
To think like, yes, everyone on my Facebook friends list wants to see my baby that has blood and guts all over it. It is okay to be proud of your child, and I will absolutely be spamming the crap out of my child, but after it's been washed. I just don't understand. Like, you have to take a step back and realize, okay, yeah, me, my immediate family, and my very best friends are going to be super excited to see that maybe, but like, no one else, not my, you know, third grade crush 20 years ago. No, they don't care.
317-239-1009. Joan Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram and Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. We'll take more of your calls next about those babies you got over there.